Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show. Yes. Yes, it's you. I know. I can see you there. It's the one and only superstar, Fred Dreyer.
I was hiding behind my microphone. I've lost so much weight in the last 7 months. How much have you lost? Oh, about 10 pounds, maybe.
Yeah, you have. And you're jumping around on that seat there. Look,
but I do this. I kind of slide in.
This is the way we should be doing the show. We should look at each other.
And I get behind the deal, you know.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure looking at you like that.
I know. Come on, turn over, look at me. Come on. Come on. Make eye contact.
I'm looking right at you.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking right at you.
All right, we got a good show here for you today. Lots of things to talk about. Mookie Betts, big 12-year deal that he's got signed up. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
It's bigger than the contract you had with the Rams. I got to tell you, this guy's scoring some bucks. A little more than you had.
He pushed a career into one contract.
Can you believe that? I mean, I know he's good, but what if he really stinks? What if after he's only played a few games for the Dodgers in the springtime? What happens if all?
Well, he's not worried about being bad. He's not worried about being hurt because he's covered on all that. One thing that I wouldn't do if I was him, you know, I wouldn't be so eager to sign a long-term contract with one team like that.
Yeah, because we'll get into it a little bit. Because he was offered like $300 million from the Red Sox, and he turned it down.
10 years, $300 million.
Yeah, and he got $345 million.
Yeah, $365 million here for 12 years, which is fine. I mean, God bless him, and that's what you're in it for. You want to maximize your opportunities, and he's doing that. It's just that it's tough standing out there in right field, you know, somewhere in Cincinnati, and realizing
I don't know.
There's no. That's it.
Yeah,
you know, there's no buzz on you in terms of free agency.
The other players are going to be wanting the same thing. Next thing you know, Gabe Kapler will be playing next to him in center field, kneeling out there.
He'll
Gabe, it's time to play the game. Get up, help Gabe up off his knees. We'll talk about that as well, too. I can't believe that guy. I knew there was something wrong about him when I heard he was like a health food fanatic making the players eat all his stuff. Thank goodness he never took over the Dodgers and Dave Roberts is there. I love the Dodgers, by the way. We'll talk about that, too. So stay with us. It's the Sports Lounge. Glad you could join us this week. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Don't forget to check us out. Send us some emails. We'll be talking about that as well. Stay with us.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only, the iconic actor. This is the guy who is in so many great series, especially Hunter. And we got somebody on email said it's on Amazon now, too. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
What is?
Hunter.
Hunter is on.
We'll get to that. We'll get to see. You didn't even know that. Your listeners are incredible. You go to email Fred and let him know what you're talking about. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We broadcast on CRN Talk Radio, Sports Byline Talk Radio. We're on Sirius XM channel 211.
Multi-platform.
And we're on smart speakers, Amazon Echo, Google Home. You can download our app.
God, you know all that stuff, and I don't know any of it.
You take your smartphone and you dial pound 250. When the call is answered, they ask for the keyword. You say CR. And it loads the app on the phone. You can hear us anywhere. Bob Henry's listening to us today, our sergeant at arms. And I was a little late into the studio today because I was actually, I've been hired as a driver for Bob Henry.
Oh.
Bob likes to go ahead and kind of sit. And,
but Bob feels better when you're behind the wheel.
He goes through Glendora and points out things, and I just drive the vehicle. And he then commands me as to where he would like to actually go. So you can come on a ride with us. I think he said he'd like you
Who,
to.
Who, me?
Yeah, sit in the back seat and be a backseat driver with me.
I would be a terrible guest in your car.
You would?
Oh, God.
Would you get into an argument with Bob Henry?
No, not with Bob Henry, with you. I would demand a drive, and then I would take you to an In-N-Out Burger and dump you.
Bob Henry already did that, so that's not he didn't dump me. He needed me to get him back. So there you
go. Bob and I were talking about In-N-Out Burgers the other day. I called him. He called me, and then.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in the hospital.
Bob is our sergeant at arms, and he's been under the weather, and we're getting him back into shape.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
He's going to go. He wants to take in a game, but we can't get him onto the game yet because there's no fans. Which, by the way, you talk to Bob, and everything is good?
He was in good spirits. He sounded good. I always go by that. You know, when you nowadays people don't talk on the phone. They text and they send you stuff on emails and all this stuff. And you really can't get a good if you're away from somebody for a long time. It's like my daughter. You know, I mean, I talk with her and I want to talk with her not because I'm nosy, but I sense in her voice how she is instead of just getting a fax or a text. Does that make sense?
It's better to talk to people.
You got to talk to them.
I agree. I don't like the emails that talk to them. And so, you know, Bob invited me over for dinner. I don't know if you've been invited. And
no.
Unfortunately, he ate all the lobster, so there was none left for me.
He's eating lobster?
I had leftover salmon. he has a chef there, Rose Marie, that puts that together. Yeah. She's an excellent chef. But anyway, so Bob ate all the lobster. But we swapped some stories. He's in good shape, I'm telling you.
All right.
And so that's good.
That's good to know.
The only problem with him is he's got, I don't know what kind of cable system he's got. I think Frontier Cable. Has anybody here heard of Frontier? I don't know how he got this cable.
Frontier.
Yeah, they don't carry the sports.
The hotel in Vegas.
That's correct. And they're supplying the cable service to him, so he gets premium movies he has to pay $5 for. That's all he can watch. That and reruns.
Well, why is that? Did he choose that lineup or what?
They carried Three and a Half Men, and so he was in love with that show, and that's what he watches.
Three and a Half Men?
But I will tell you this.
Two and a Half Men.
They don't carry. We're in Hollyweird, California, in Southern California. They don't carry the Dodger Channel. Now, DirecTV has.
Well, you got to dump the satellite if you're not getting Dodger games.
Correct.
That's what he wants. He wants Dodger games, doesn't he?
Or you can just be like Fred Wallen, the famed sports person that sits there and bitches and moans. He doesn't. I don't get the Dodgers. Can you? I don't get the. So Fred, cancel DirecTV and get Spectrum, right?
Yeah, he should bring. He should bring you. He should bring you. I testify to your competence. He should bring you over to his house with a whole satellite truck and plug that thing in. Get up on the roof and pull that other thing out of there and put that Dodger Channel, that Spectrum deal up there, and you're in good shape.
That's it.
Take your umbrella, your martini, and go out on the back lawn and just put that thing so the sun doesn't block it and watch Dodger baseball.
Well, here's the thing.
For the whole summer.
All across the country, the regional sport networks could be in trouble, or they're getting rebates because they sign deals. They pay rights to get the rights to like the Giants games in San Francisco, the Reds games in Cincinnati, wherever it might be. And because they haven't broadcast live sports, do they get a rebate then back from the teams? I guess so. Probably more from Major League Baseball than from others. But then they sign up advertisers on this regional sports network and pay for the whole season. They got to rebate the clients.
Well, I'm going to say something to you guys. There's a ton of content out there to be distributed. There's three distributors. And you've got to go back to where you have some sort of competition amongst broadcasters so you can get the detailed package that you want and without having to take all of the other junk that comes with it.
Oh, is that the deal? Yeah, so you would be one of those that would want to pick and choose what you want.
I want a menu like you would healthcare, like you would in a restaurant. I want a menu. Also like someone like an In-N-Out Burger to come out to me with a little pad in her hand and say, "Hi, can I help you? What would you like today?" And order it right there. And by the time you pull around to the window, the guy hands you a bag and you're out of there.
You would love that.
I would love that. I would love that in that model. I would love that in many, many factions of life. That's what I would like.
You are a kind of a pick and choose guy, which, and this is now the second time, and they're not a sponsor. You've mentioned In-N-Out Burger, and did we mentioned, I believe, last week that your lovely daughter, Kate, talked you into getting your very first In-N-Out Burger, and you're now like a nut for these things. How many have you had now? Have you gone yourself through the In-N-Out Burger? Are you waiting for someone to buy it?
I've had 13.
13 burgers?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't?
No, I had. We paid the homage. My daughter came in and was here for a while. We were driving around Westwood, and I just said, "You know, where's an In-N-Out Burger?" She says, "I know exactly where one is." And I cut through traffic. I went right through a light and made a left, and I got right in line.
Why did you want an In-N-Out Burger? Did it strike you?
The moment was there. That's the beauty about life. Now, there's no absolutes. You know, I mean, I have my diet and I go right back to it and it's fine. I love it. And when I want to change it, I can change it. And I don't have to stand at attention to wring my hands weary as to why am I in line here getting a cheeseburger? I love it. I love it. I loved being with my daughter. And remember what we did when we came back here?
Well, do I? I paid for it. I'm still paying for it.
Well,
you went to the stand, the burger shop, the stand, which is good in Southern California, and you ordered not one patty, but two patties with cheese, two burgers. So that's four patties and four slices of cheese.
That's four hamburgers.
You had the double cheeseburger, and you had two of them, and you had, what did you have? You had the Brussels sprouts, you had coleslaw, and you had the biggest box of french fries I have ever seen in my life.
But you did not see me eat very many of those french fries. I bit into them, and I realized I can get hurt here, so I've just got to back off. I'm like everybody else, you know,
who
wants to enjoy life.
I'm worried about you.
But at the same time, I don't want to lose myself and start eating something that what did I do that for? You know, I don't want to ruin other moments like that down the road, is what I'm saying.
I got you.
Got it?
I got you. Okay. All right, so we got some comments here. Bruce says hello. John is out there. Kelly saying hello. Happy.
Hi, guys.
Bruce asked a question of me. He said, how many times on the lounge have I been on with Robert Conrad? Robert used to host the Thursday Lounge, and Bruce wants to know how many times. Well, Bruce, I don't know, and we probably can't find that out, but you don't want Robert Conrad, the great acting legend, to turn over in his grave right now. We love that man. You better call it your show, not the lounge. All of a sudden, now that he's gone, all of a sudden, Bruce, and I say, well, how was I saying? I've been on the lounge. That was my idea to call it the lounge. Conrad shot it down, and it was your show. So, in honor of the great Robert Conrad.
Yeah.
How many times were you on your show? Probably every single time the show was on, Bruce. That's what I think. Now, continue to... Do you want to change the name of your show while we're at it, or can we still call it the Sports Lounge?
The Sports Lounge. Well,
with Fred Dreyer.
Well, Sports Lounge is completely different than just a lounge.
That's true.
I don't know what you're doing in a lounge, what you're lounging around in there. I don't know what the hell
we're
you're
in
talking
the sports
about.
Lounge.
I don't know what you're talking about, but we talk about substantive stuff here.
Yeah, and we haven't even hit our topics yet.
What are we talking about?
When we come back, stay with us in the lounge.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. and you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Broadcasting on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. You can check us on video, Roku, YouTube video, Facebook Live. Hi to Bruce. Hi to Kathy's out there tuning in. Pamela says, I had Frontier Cable 20 years ago.
I remember a Frontier Cable.
Only Bob Henry. That's the service. They only have that in Glendora, by the way. And since it's in Glendora, Paul, our old neighbor Paul,
three
says...
Three houses in Glendora.
The Donut Man has peach donuts. Have you heard about the Donut Man? They've done features on this shop. Literally, it's in Glendora, California. If you come to visit Southern California, you go to Glendora. There are lines in front of that place 24 hours a day. I kid you not.
It's like an In-N-Out.
It's even deeper than an In-N-Out. They stand in line 6 feet back, but they're wrapped around the building. And they specialize in fruit donuts, and they're not too sweet. They're like strawberries and fresh peaches. Wait till Kate comes out next time. We're going to the Donut Man.
Well, you can go there. You can go there, but...
Historically, it's only been in Glendora. And I saw our Sergeant-at-Arms Bob Henry the other day, and he said, they've opened another location in downtown L.A. That's where I'm taking you. Downtown L.A. in one of those big food shops.
You're taking me?
Yeah, for the Donut Man.
Do you have anything else other than the fruit donuts?
Of course. They have all kinds of donuts.
Oh, all right. I'll go down there.
I know, you're not a fruit guy.
Well, there's a reason for that.
What's your favorite donut?
Probably a chocolate donut.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like the old-fashioned glazed or the chocolate old-fashioned.
Way too sweet.
No, glazed. Not the old-fashioned, the cake one. The cake, you know, it's got the cake donut.
I'll do chocolate on the
cake donut.
They use a certain pastry type of dough for the glaze, and it's spongy.
Okay.
But I think they're tasty. I remember with my brother and a couple of our friends down in Lawndale one night, we all just went down to the Dunkin' Donuts right there on Hawthorne Boulevard.
You loved it.
And believe me, you can't. It's something you look forward to. You go to the movie show, you drive around, you go down to the beach, you have some beers at the picture house, and then you work your way back into Hawthorne. And then they say, hey, let's hit Dunkin'. So you go to Dunkin' Donuts, and you know you drive up there. It's on a Friday night or a Saturday night, mm-hmm. probably a Friday night.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that you're the only car there, mm-hmm. and it's impossible because it's a very popular place. But we used to get in there and buy our donuts and have coffee and wind the evening down. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
and you called it Dunkin' those many years ago, and now that's the name. You could probably sue for saying that instead of Dunkin', it was known as Dunkin' Donuts then.
Yeah, that's right.
And you called it Dunkin', and now it's named Dunkin'. They dropped the donuts.
They did.
Yeah, it's just called Dunkin' now.
Dunkin'.
See?
For Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is now known just as Dunkin'.
You know the funny thing is? I never dunked a donut.
No, but they have coffee and they have sandwiches.
Did you hear what I said?
I heard you, and you're proud of yourself. You're smiling.
But you know, when you go to a place called yes. Dunkin' Donuts, and you know, every highway patrol officer in America dunks donuts.
Not now they're not.
No
officers hanging out unless they're on duty. We love our officers, by the way. We're going to get into that. Let's get into some news here today.
Okay.
Because first off, this Mookie Betts deal was going down. I heard it this week, and I heard, like, they're signing Mookie Betts, because my big worry was the Dodgers signed Mookie Betts. They have him for 1 year from Boston, and then he goes free agent, and they never even see him play because of COVID-19. Well, the season's starting this week, as we all know, and now Mookie Betts, they said it was on the fast track, and they're right, a 12-year contract extension runs through 2030. 32. It's a total of $365 million. His salary is about $27 million for this year because it's prorated. They're not playing the full season. But so he's like the second highest paid player behind Mike Trout at $426.5 million. He's right there at $365 million.
Yeah, he's second. He's in second place. Yeah, he's doing
then
well.
There's Bryce Harper, not worth the $330 million, sorry. Giancarlo Stanton, $325 million. Garrett Cole, really, $324 million. Man. And Manny Machado, not worth the $300 million.
He's not worth $300 million.
Third base.
That guy's not worth it.
You guys are all good players, trust me, but not worth that money. Because what it does now is all the players on the Dodgers, what do you do when it's contract time for Bellinger, Cody Bellinger? He's going to want the same.
You know what's coming up, don't you?
What?
It's going to be Justin Turner's free agency after this year.
And they probably, if he wants to stay, they'll give him a year contract or a couple because he's older. And he's going to want more. But you're right. So they've got Rios, as they say, is a good third baseman. Could be taken over for him.
You're right.
Edmund Rios. I've seen that come across
that guy,
sports wire.
I'll tell you what. That guy is going to get a lot better.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. He could be the third baseman of the future.
Now
for the
they're
Dodgers.
Squeezing. Now, but see, that's what they're doing. They signed Betts.
Yep.
So the focus of the team went from Turner to Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
They gave him the dough, and now they're saying, okay, well, what about Turner? Does he have money set aside for Turner? I contend Turner knows already what the feeling is for getting a top dollar next year. You know, he could conceivably be a free agent and blow out of here at 35. He's 35 years old, that guy.
35?
Yeah, he plays real well.
He does play well.
Yeah, he plays
well.
And he's a good leader, and he's good for the community, and it's a plus.
He's a good, they got good guys on the team. Let me say something. I want to take a little retort to you and to my daughter for saying, I don't think I like baseball. Wait till you see it. They don't have people in the stands. Well, the Dodgers have solved that.
I didn't
say
that.
Well, they've got cardboard cutouts, and I want to take up a fund.
I joked about that.
I want to take up a fund, and I want to put your mug, your face, behind home plate, you sitting next to Tommy Lasorda and Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight, you right in the middle with a big smile on your face watching the game. I think it'd be wonderful. When they throw the pitch, you're going to be looking at who's in the stands more so than where the pitch goes.
Yeah, well,
I think it's great. I love the sound effects. I think they've done a great job.
I think they've done a terrific job. I goofed on it when I heard that they were going to do this.
Okay,
because it was just a boomerang action,
like
a reaction to the fact that I think they should be letting people in there. Which brings us to this other article.
You want to talk about NFL? We want to jump there?
Well, we can talk about I got a bunch of stuff here.
We do. We're still in the baseball.
We're in baseball.
Let's talk about the NFL right now since you talked about it, because it looks like the NFL may allow people in to the games this year, but you got to wear a mask, and that sort of ticks you off, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I mean, because of this. When you're sitting there, you're not going to be asked to put your mask on when you're slugging down a beer or when you're slugging down a hot dog.
True.
So you've got that thing off 90% of the time.
Eat slow, right? Lots of food.
Well, because you're eating. You might be seen leaving your car with a mask on or walking out to your car with a mask on as a courtesy to these idiots who want you to pretend that you're in danger every waking moment of the day. And that's what I made a note here on my other deal here about this Gabe Kapler.
We'll get to that guy in a second. That's a whole nother topic.
But I'm just saying.
So, but you would wear the mask. I would wear the mask.
I would wear the mask going in, and then I'd immediately fill my hand with something so I don't have to sit there and put this mask on myself.
Sipping on a coffee or something at all times, right?
Yes.
Or maybe a beer.
Yeah, a beer.
Fred Dreyer's thing for you there.
That's right.
And I'm sure they're going to put you go to the doctor's office now and you're in the waiting room, and I like the way they've put seats. They do not sit here. So they put the seats 6 feet apart.
I know. It's still good.
I like some space around me no matter what.
Well, I don't want to
sit.
I don't want to sit next to somebody and rub elbows with somebody from you know, from Ecuador, you know, who is...
Well, it's okay if they're where they're from. I just don't want anybody sneezing. It's my problem. You can be from anywhere you want, but I don't want somebody sneezing.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't want to be in my doctor's office or my dentist's office with a bunch of people from Ecuador.
Well, that's your prerogative.
That's right.
I don't care where they're from. What I care about is
that's wonderful.
I want to make sure that they space me out so I can have my own space. And I'll even stay outside the waiting room until they call me in. Yeah. That will be my deal.
Yeah. And then the people, when you come in, they all look at you. They go, oh, here comes this big guy. He's going to sit right next to me.
That's what they worry about. So I stay outside.
Could you move down?
Out the door. I'm outside.
Could you move?
I'm outside. I'm sitting outside. That's it. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, well.
Your comments on that, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Wesley says, hello, Mike and Fred. Great to see you. John wants to name the show from the lounge to the Hunter Lounge. No, John. No. Let's not
start that. Wait a minute. Let's go back. Yeah. Why would we do that?
Thank you. See, that's what I like about Fred. He's not going to be swayed to change the name of the show.
No, it's not that. I mean, I know why he's saying it, because he's paying homage to both platforms, sports and the TV show.
Exactly. Yeah. So he
but it doesn't
that.
Work. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work for you.
Come back with another offering, and we'll run it up the flagship.
Think about somebody else. So anyway, that's how it looks on the NFL. It looks like they're going to have the people there in the stands. They'll space them out. You know, I don't know. I would talk to our buddy Bob Miller. Bob Miller, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kings, and he says, you know, I don't know if I'd put all the basketball players in one compound and just let them sit there. And he said, maybe it's not safe for the players. He's kind of worried about that.
I would have everybody that's not in the starting lineup on bicycles riding around in the parking lot on a radio. And when I want a guy to come in and play right field or pitch, I'd say, hey, Sparky, get Sparky in here. And bicycle number 6. And they bring that bicycle in here, and man, people would be screaming and yelling.
And they could video that bicycle races going on out there.
Of course.
And that would make money for the regional sport networks.
Exactly right.
LeBron going up against, you know, somebody would be great in a bicycle race.
And a story, a human interest story is Lefty, who was called in to pitch to the big hitter on the opposing team, had a flat tire, and he missed his call.
We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Rodney Scott's Barbecue in Charleston, Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, and hundreds more places in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag.
always at an ultra-low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the one and only iconic actor, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, I've got my pages over here, and yeah. They're all over the place.
You got a lot of pages.
I do. Are we talking Gabe Kapler now?
We are. First, we got to say hi to Brian Whitman, the radio star on the Hot 100 list with my lovely daughter, Jennifer Horn, the Morning Answer.
Where is he?
He's watching on Roku. Tracy is saying hello from Connecticut. Shannon says, OMG, oh my God, she says, bike races. She says, are you serious about having the players waiting outside riding bikes, waiting to come into the baseball?
When it comes to bikes, I'm always serious.
Okay. Bruce wants more shows. And so we can get into this a little bit here if we want to. And I have to read this to you right now so that Jeff has, one of our listeners, has written in here. He says, I don't know how anyone would want to watch basketball, football, and now baseball. Fred Dreyer, change my mind. The owners are hypocrites, and the players can sit on their rear ends during the national anthem because I won't be watching. He's upset now because there's been some people sitting down, including, I'm sorry, it's our flagship station there in the Sports Byline Network, headquartered in San Francisco, Gabe Kapler. I never liked this guy. When he started making all the players eat health food, give me a break.
Is that what he did?
He would make the players on the Dodgers when he was there eat all this kind of health food, and then he screwed up the Phillies. You saw how terrible they were. Now the Giants are but a shell of themselves from what I hear this season, and Kapler's in charge, and he, Fred Dreyer, is now kneeling himself during the national anthem. Fred?
Well, look, you know, you can't take personal politics in sports. Sports is for all of us. I don't want to go to the ballpark and see a pitcher come out of the bullpen, you know, with a sign on his back, give to your local abortion, neighborhood fund. I don't want to see any of that crap.
Well, hold on a second, because basketball, they're going to be able to I'm talking about
all of that.
All right, go ahead.
But you know, you can't put this. Haven't we been told that this fascism that we're looking at in the streets is really only activism? It's not activism. So you've got an activist manager, you know, who's decided to ruin my experience that I pay hard money for to go in and watch these guys play. And I do appreciate the talent, and I do like watching them. I don't want to hear what they have to say about any topic at all. I don't want to know if they like Trump or they don't like him or they hate him or they want to shoot him. I don't care about any of it. I want to go watch the game, whatever it's football, basketball, or baseball, or whatever, badminton. I don't care what it is. I don't want to see this crap. And when once you politicize sports, it's a massive mistake. And ownership is where I'm getting at. Sports is pure escapism. And the gatekeepers are irresponsible in the handling of their respective sports. It's a shameful, shameful truth It continues to resonate to this day how incompetent owners are. You know, go back to the World Series where the Dodgers get cheated out of a World Series with that idiot owner. Nothing is done.
From Houston, owner.
Yeah, and nothing will ever be done. They got away with it, and it's okay with everybody. And if the players who were being cheated think that's okay, that's wonderful for them. It continues to resonate how incompetent owners are. They are not trustworthy. Everything has to have a negotiation factor to it. You just can't sit there and say, you know, I don't care anything at all about what these players think about their private lives or anything. I want to see the game. I want them to play the sport. And I would not play for this Kapler guy. I would not play. And I would tell the owner, I said, you know, if the owner comes out and starts saying to us, you know, for those of you who want to kneel before opening pitch here against the Yankees, you know, I'll be down here at the end. You know where to find me. You know how I feel about these things. I'd knock him out. I don't want the guy monkeying with my profession. I don't want him interrupting me. I don't want him telling me things and making me feel as though that I should be explaining myself to the guy out in left field. You know, it has a terrible polarizing effect in the clubhouse.
Polarizing. You're right.
People do not want to go to work, and I know I got four or five people down the hallway that are crazy fanatics, and it's all you hear from them is they're bringing their politics into the workplace. I don't want that. I think it's a mistake. Sports is special, and they have it's pure escapism, and it feeds everybody's youth. I remember playing baseball. I know what it's like. I want to go out there and fall into it. I don't want someone to say to me, "Hey, Fred, are you going to kneel for the national anthem?" No, I'm not. And stay away from me, by the way.
Fred Dreyer, I'm telling you, it can't be any more clear than that. And I agree with you. I think it is escapism in sports. It's time to leave politics. I leave politics to the Morning Answer show with Brian and Jen or whatever. Let them talk about that and knock themselves out. I want to watch sports. I'm happy baseball is back. I'm watching the spring games, the summer trio, whatever they played. And it's just fun. And now the season has opened up. I'm ready for some baseball. I want to go home, sit down, not think about the news, turn off Fox and CNN and MSNBC and just watch a game and not have somebody preaching to me about what they believe. Whatever you believe is fine. I'm happy you believe whatever you believe.
I don't want to talk about it. Otherwise, get on the activist bus. It's leaving the hotel every hour on the hour. Just get on there and you'll be sitting with everybody in town that's a pain in the ass and that's stupid and they don't know how to articulate their politic and they wind up giving everybody around them a headache because they feel as though this is the opportunity to do something and make a difference. It's like Colin Kaepernick kneeling. I said it before, I'll say it again. God bless him. I hope he finds his acorn in life. What he should be doing, go out and write a book. He could have gone out and written a book, and everybody would have published it. Everybody would have published the book. Everyone would have cared about what he had to say about things. And people would have listened to him. I would have listened to him if he wrote a freaking book. Tell me why I should listen to what you have to say. But he didn't. It's just an ongoing disaster. This culture is in the hands of people who just don't know a damn thing about what we're losing.
One and only Fred Dreyer. There you have it. Now, changing a little bit and calming things down, Bob Costas. I always like Bob Costas. He's old and he looks so young.
Yeah, he's good.
NBC Sports. They took him out of sports.
They took too much stuff around his eyes. You see his eyes?
Yeah, but let's not worry about that.
I'm not worried about it. Okay. I just mentioned it.
Okay.
You're the one creating a swell of interest over there.
Okay, take a look here. Nice eyes. Okay, so he left NBC Sports. He's been doing things with Major League Baseball. Now he has been hired to work at CNN by the president and chairman Jeff Zucker. So here's my thought.
Ugh.
He's going to be doing sports reports. However, now All of Bob Costas' sports reports will be fake sports reports because he's on CNN. It's going to be known as FNNS, Fake News in Sports. Use the N for and.
Did you just make that?
Yes, I did. I wrote that joke for you. There you have it. That's it. Fake News in Sports. Now, here's Bob Costas. And he can say whatever he wants to. We don't have to believe it because it's on the fake news network.
I don't care what Jeff Zucker does over there. You know, who he hires, who he fires.
Yeah, that's fine.
These guys are out of it. So
his network. Let's do some fan emails here if we can, because we have a few. Gloria has, by her last name is Gifford. I don't know if she's a member of the Gifford famed Gifford family. But
no,
she
she's not.
Okay, she's an actress. Yeah. And she played your lawyer on Hunter. She says, we have the same birthday, loved working with you, and belated happy birthday. Do you remember Gloria playing your lawyer on Hunter?
No, not specifically. If you name what the episode was, I probably do. Yeah. I got a pretty good memory about all that stuff, but to some of this stuff, it's 35 years old, plus we did like 157 freaking shows. So
that's it. Namashi says...
but anyway, Gloria, thank you for writing in. We have the same birthday, so happy birthday.
Here's the big one. Namashi says, man, at Prime Video has the most awesome collection for vintage American TV. Watched an episode of hashtag Hunter. Great to see you, hashtag Fred Dreyer and hashtag Stephanie Kramer. Apparently, next time you get together and come over to the house here and we have a beer together, we can watch an episode of Hunter on Prime Video.
So you just dial Prime Video.
Well, it's if you're a member of, Amazon Prime.
Is that what this is?
I think so. Maybe there's a company called Prime. I guess it's Prime Video. Maybe that is a different thing.
Well, it's at Prime Video.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
So I guess anybody can get it, can't they?
Yeah, at Prime Video, I think so. So we'll have to check that one out. Otherwise, I was going to hook up to Amazon Prime and give that guy a...
Will you have some of those strawberry donuts available?
Yeah, I'll try to get them for you. And by the way, you and I watched together... Larry Elder's movie Uncle Tom. What a great documentary.
Oh,
wasn't that
boy.
Incredible?
Is that something that should be seen by every single adult and child in America?
It's just a great documentary film. You have to check that out. Uncle Tom and Larry Elder put it together. Okay, we have Pamela. Says, Mr. Dreyer,
uh-huh.
I found this really cool photo of you in your director's mode.
Uh-oh.
I know you directed your excellent Highway 395 movie and a bunch of Hunter episodes. Do you have any interesting stories to tell? What did you like most and least about directing? Would you do more of it? Thanks. Everyone is happy. Sports are finally starting to pick up. Love the lounge. You and Mr. Horn are the best. Stay well. Here's the picture for those of you that are watching on Roku or Facebook Live. We'll post it up at our lounge, the Sports Lounge. On-demand website. But there's Fred trying to get the angle, looking at it through the camera.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah. Did you like this? Did you like directing?
For a couple of reasons, yeah, I did. I thought it was more in control of telling the story. I thought it fit my personality, you know. I thought I felt at home doing it.
Well, you look good here doing that for you. What did you like most about directing? What did you like least about it?
I think the process of working with the camera people and the lighting and all that stuff, and certainly the actors. But you know, in a TV show like this, you know, these you have to make very little corrections with actors. You're not coaching performances per se. You're just trying to line up the shot and get your shot list before the sun goes down, you know.
Yeah. You would shoot a Hunter what in 1 week? Would you do it from start to finish and do an episode
each
a week?
Each episode is probably 8 days.
Oh,
it's
8 days.
7 days
wow.
for shooting the text,
right.
And then usually 1 day for
editing and all that?
I don't know.
Putting it together?
An extra day of interiors, exteriors, and all that. So
really?
It's about 7 to 8 days.
7 to 8 days. So, yeah. So in your life span of that year, how many weeks were you shooting Hunter? Because you did like 30-some-odd episodes, 27
no,
episodes?
We did 22 episodes
oh, 22,
a year
okay.
for 7 years.
Okay, so you were kind of modernized it up at 22 episodes.
Yeah.
But that still takes some time there. That's 22-plus
well,
weeks, probably 30-some-odd weeks.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a little break, come back with more. Don't forget, you can email Fred. First off, follow him on Twitter.
Thank you,
Fred.
Grandma. Thank you.
_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh?
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
And we're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Shannon from Florida says, what time do we do the show? Well, the show you can watch on video every Wednesday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. The show is on SiriusXM Saturdays at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern, and at various times throughout the weekend on Sports Byline and on CRN Talk. John is in the UK. Shannon says she doesn't want politics in sports, and she likes FNNS for CNN. Fake news and sports. Tracy agrees with you, Fred, 100%. John says the best Hunter episodes. Shannon says they're on Prime Video and Tubi, and they are even episodes on Hulu, according to Ray. And by the way, someone mentioned that Hunter wore especially tight jeans. Is that true, Fred?
No.
Let's go to the phones. We have a call here. You're on with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn in the Sports Lounge.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
This sounds like somebody I know.
Fred's daughter, Caitlin, is here.
Hey.
Kate.
And I was listening, and I just had to come in and really clarify for everyone that your jeans were way too tight.
My jeans were way too tight.
You embarrassed your daughter on your TV and your TV career. Your jeans were too tight.
Oh, my goodness. I was trying to be hip. I was trying to be hip. It didn't work. I'm sorry.
You're trying to be hip, but then we took you to, you know, get you other jeans and stuff, and then that didn't work either. You're better off than the ones you were.
Grandpa. I had grandpa jeans.
You did have things called jeans. It's because he had a girlfriend, and the girlfriend made him get these weird jeans.
I know.
Really? And so, Fred, do you now have the ones with the expando in it when you get older? So that
yeah, with the real big baggy legs.
Yeah, those are great. Yeah. Give you a little more in the thigh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey,
can except that you're in better shape than anyone. Why? What's going on?
Hey.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're out of time. Call earlier the girl? Next
where's,
week.
Where's the girls? Yeah, you waited too long to call.
I know. I was doing other, well, other stuff, but I'll do it next week.
Do it earlier next week,
yeah,
Kayla.
No,
we love you.
Me, but
thanks
me,
so much.
But,
hey, that's our show. Miss anything, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I'll call you, Kate. Hold on.
That's your final thought?
Say
so long to your audience, for gosh sakes.
Oh, yeah. Also, thanks for watching and tuning in, folks. I sure appreciate it.
Check you out next week at the Sports Thoughts. Have a great week, everybody.